T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thinking of my grandfather this morning. Actually thinking about him from time to time. Matthew Griffin, his wife Delia, my grandmother. My grandfather was in the IRA. He was amazing. In fact, that's why we're here. I mean, my grandfather's fleeing Ireland. He could have gone to prison. He was fighting for the freedom of his people. He came here as a, whether you want to hear him as a war criminal or as a conquering hero, right? Depending on which side of it you were on. When and they had a very difficult time when they got here, the Irish. They were definitely stereotyped and broad brush characterization of the names they were called and the references that they were all drunks and criminals and unsophisticated. My Italian family that settled here in Bloomfield had a very difficult time. The derogatory terms given to Italians when they came here. Changed their names. Wouldn't give them jobs. Talked down to them. Discriminated against them. The Chinese brought them into... you might have studied some of this. They brought them in to build all the railroads in California. Literally, open the gates. As many Chinese that want to come to the U.S. are welcome. When the railroads were done and the highways were kind of sort of done and Californians thought they had too many Chinese, they stopped allowing them in the country. We don't want you anymore. The Japanese, moms and dads who had sons serving in World War II. They were put into internment camps. So your son is serving in the army and you're in a camp in a cage. Sound familiar? So when folks say we're an angry nation now, we want to isolate ourselves. We always get territorial, selfish. We just do. I think about these migrants on the border camping out now. Have you seen this? They're here, a couple hundred of them. There's 5,000 troops down there sitting in tents that aren't going to be home for Thanksgiving. American soldiers sitting in tents waiting for the invaders. It's absurd to me. Now, what am I trying to suggest? I'm not trying to suggest we open up the gates and let everybody in. No. I'm suggesting we do it in an orderly fashion. You know, About 80% of the folks who come through Central America or Mexico trying to get into the United States, about 80% apply for asylum. 80. So this notion that tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of these illegals armed with guns and drugs here to start gangs and sell dope and murder and rape. Most of them aren't. So now, they don't want them in Mexico. Did you hear them? Go home. Check it out. Mexico, for instance. This is what we're facing in this world we live in. In Mexico, nearly 300,000 murders, kidnappings, torture. 7 years. Mexico's crisis of civilization. 250,000 dead, 37,400 missing. So we just say to hell with all of them. So now, in El Salvador, Nicaragua, did you read about the murder rates in these countries? Rampant. Drug gangs have taken over major cities, enslaving children, murdering. There's no law. It's lawlessness. And what have we decided to do? To hell with you. What's the message that we give out? To hell with you. It stands to reason that we should vet everybody. It stands to reason. But it seems to me Mexico's and Mexicans chanting at the border, take care of our poor first. Sound familiar? Anytime I bring this up, people call and say we need to take care of our homeless first. Aren't we the greatest country on earth? Don't we have the largest economy in the world? Don't we have more job openings than people wanting to get jobs? Yeah, we do. My question to you folks this morning is, what happened to compassion? When did we stop caring? So you think Mexico, our neighbor to the south, they have 250,000 dead since 07. Drug wars. We have no compassion for that? 37,400 missing. Missing. Could be your son or daughter. Do we have no compassion for that? My question to you as we head into this hour, how do we manage immigration? Do we not care about people anymore? Do we treat these new immigrants as we treated the Chinese or the Japanese or my grandparents, Irish and Italian? This notion, this Pollyannic view that everything back in that day was wonderful. Everybody came here clean. Immigration was great. That was different. An immigrant in 1919 is no different to me than an immigrant in 2018. Don't we always have to find a way to care? Don't we? Is isolating ourselves. Is saying to hell with you. We're taking care of our poor. Go back and get murdered. Is that the way America is? I'm curious where you folks stand. How should we handle immigrants and immigration? 866-391-1020. As they chant in Mexico, go home. Go home. We'll take care of our poor. To hell with you. They must be listening to us. Our brothers, our rich, their rich brothers and sisters to the north. 866-391-1020. You let me know. Hey, look, let's not start the we can't let them all in routine. I didn't say we could. But man, we could show some compassion. All you see is these, now there's 200 or 300, the big invasion ended up being 200 or 300 people. And now they're camped out in these tent cities, you might call them, along the border. And so you know this, 80 plus percent of the folks that end up there come to apply for asylum. So this notion that they're climbing the barbed wire and they're going to get impaired on the barbed wire and they're going to have a shootout with American troops is ridiculous. But what I detect is a lack of compassion around the world now. The to hell with you, this is about us routine. If that were the mentality, I wouldn't be standing here. You wouldn't be listening. Look, I have, look, I'm what I call myself, a moderate. I truly believe there's a place, a big place in this country for immigrants who are vetted, of course, just like anything else. Hey, folks. Folks, there are more jobs than people that want the jobs. That's the truth. They're not stealing your jobs. They're not all coming here to apply for welfare. That just doesn't play out. Immigrants are on welfare at a much lower rate than Americans. It's the truth. Check it out. Just read the numbers. Hey, you can text us, by the way, at 866-391-1020. Brought to you by Ride Automotive, best deal in Pittsburgh. And also, do you know any ordinary individuals doing extraordinary things? I do, actually. I meet them all the time. Nominate them now for Larry's Hometown Heroes, kdkradio.com. It's a great, great, great enterprise. Larry is the man. Maria.
Yes, good morning, Marty. We're behind you and praying for you every day.
Thanks, my dear.
God bless you.
But thank you.
I want to just say this about immigrants.
Yeah.
My parents came from Austria. My dad came over from a cousin that sponsored him, worked at the slaughterhouse on the north side. That's the way they all did. Lived in one room. Months later, didn't he have my mom come over. They never got a dollar from any government, anything. One child they had, one, and that is to be respected. But they worked so hard, and they did without. They never had a bill. Didn't know what a charge card was.
Oh, no.
Nothing.
Nope.
No one ever gave them anything. That's all I want to say, Marty.
Hold on.
Okay.
Do you notice, though, Maria, the lack of compassion that we seem to have now for anybody trying to come to this country?
I don't. Oh, no. Oh, no. I know there's a lot of hardworking immigrants. And what you just said, they are more willing to have the jobs that are available out here than some of the Americans here.
Then why is there so much anger toward them?
I don't know that they're... I don't know. It just makes you wonder how they could come over such a large group. How can that be at one time? How can that be?
Thank you, my friend. It's interesting. I was just talking to T about this. So there's... We're all obviously constantly talking about bringing new jobs to this region. It's a true story. So the Dish Network came here, subsidized, got millions of dollars. This is, they were in McKeesport. You know, they quit. They quit on us. Why? They had 500 job openings. So this crap that they're going to take your job, nobody wanted the jobs. The truth. Same thing happened, by the way, with the Sony plant. You heard the gentleman call last week. So they're running out of their tax increment financing, and they were shipping workers in from West Virginia on buses. I do recall that. You know why? You folks didn't want the jobs. So when you call me and say, they're going to take our jobs, they're all going to get on welfare, I dispute both claims. Claim number one. Immigrants on welfare commit crime at a significantly lower rate than we do. Just read. Check it out. Do they commit crimes? Yes. Yes. Sometimes serious crimes? Yes. Are there derelicts in with these groups of people coming to the border? I'm certain of it. I'm certain of it. Are they here to overthrow the government, steal your job, get on welfare, and rape your daughter? No. Should they enter in an orderly fashion? Hell yeah. Are we trying to isolate ourselves from them? Yes. And now they're doing it in Mexico. So they reach the border, and now they're yelling for them to go home to the most dangerous countries on earth. Have we lost our compassion? I'm feeling it. Paul in Emsworth, thanks for hanging in there. Paul.
Yes.
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, listen, I adopted two children from Poland, okay, when I was young.
Nice.
And I think that the adoption process should be easier so that people will be allowed to enter our country. Because really, there's not, other than a few bad ones, people are good. People are good. So just make the adoption process a little bit easier.
Adoption is so difficult, Paul. I like you. I like your attitude. I like that you care, but you're way off base. I mean, I'm talking about immigrants being able to come here with their children. It's so difficult to adopt babies or children out of foreign countries. They've really clamped down on it. But I appreciate that you care. Go ahead, Dennis, in Homer City.
Hey, my grandfather came over from Italy, and I do recall him telling us stories about how they had to change their name and how they were treated and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a part of me that has some compassion on him. But quite frankly, I don't trust our government to know what the solution is.
I get it.
I think that's one of the big things.
I think
the media, too. You know, has probably poisoned us a lot as a nation.
I get it too.
We've become so much more divisive.
I get it.
And I think it doesn't surprise me that we're appearing to lack compassion. But I do think there's a lot of people out there that do have compassion for these people. But I'll tell you the truth, I just don't know what the answer is.
No, I don't.
I just don't know.
I don't know what the answer is today. I don't. But now, in Mexico, they're screaming for him to go home. It's a good phone call, and he has a lot of perspective that I would agree with. Interesting pieces in the Post-Gazette this weekend. There's these guys that pool noodles, literally pool, from Taiwan. Did you see this? In Squirrel Hill. And because of the visa restrictions, now these are folks that came here every year to work in this restaurant, and now because of visa restrictions, they can't come here. So now we can't get somebody, and you might not think this is a big deal, to pool noodles, handmade, homemade noodles in Squirrel Hill. Is this the way to, is this where we're headed? As if that noodle pooler is stealing some noodle pooling job from someone in Pittsburgh. It's that dramatic. We've decided to hell with the rest of the world. We'll do it on our own, yet we can't do it on our own. And the Dish Network and 500 job openings comes to mind to me. Doesn't it? Marty Griffin. Hey, hope you had a good weekend. I'm talking about immigration this morning. It kind of struck me over the weekend as I started hearing protests in Mexico now. I've never heard this, telling the immigrants from Central America who are now camped out on the Mexican-American border, a couple hundred of them. It isn't an invasion, as it's been discussed. Along with several thousand American troops. And now the Mexican government, Mexican people have had it. And they're kind of chanting what you folks have always chanted when you've called this show. Let's take care of our poor first. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. One has nothing to do with the other. Taking care of poor people has nothing to do with having compassion. And what I've noticed as we've kind of divided as a country, they call it tribalism. One tribe says, and this is Trump's tribe, says to hell with immigrants. They're criminals. They're nasty. They're dirty. They're different than my grandparents that came in. Okay. Because your grandparents were different or mine were different than the immigrants on the border in Mexico. I don't know that. I just don't. But I do know this. When we lose as a nation our sense of compassion for other people, we're lost as a nation. Of course we have to take care of our homeless. Of course we have to take care of each other. Of course. But when you call me and say, what about taking care of our vets? What the hell does that have to do with immigrants or immigration? And we've become so isolated in our views with our particular tribe that we don't look around and see what's happening in the world around us. For instance, the Trump administration has severely restricted the number of visas for folks, working visas. And as I mentioned before the break, the PG wrote a very poignant story about a restaurant in Squirrel Hill that makes hand-pulled noodles, Chinese food restaurant, Taiwanese food restaurant, however you want to describe it. And the restaurateur who owns it, he has owned restaurants his whole life. It's the most successful restaurant he's ever owned. People love hand-pulled noodles. I can see that. And the men and women who do it are very specialized, and they come from Taiwan. And they get visas to do it. They're not here illegally. They're not sneaking around. He might have to shut the restaurant because of visa restrictions. And by the way, there are businesses all over this country telling this very same story. I just think we go to an extreme sometimes. What are we isolating ourselves from? Are we being intimidated by? Are we being overrun by? Are we being overthrown by noodle pullers? Is that it? Some of the greatest craftsmen in this country that could have built your house or your sidewalk or put your roof on or built your church. The doctors that delivered your baby or the nurses. Or the dentists, immigrant parents, immigrant grandparents. I think sometimes we isolate ourselves. We have this myopic view of this is the way it is. They're on the border to invade us. They're going to kill us or steal our jobs. And if they don't do that, they're going to come here and get on welfare. Okay? I wonder when we became so tribal, when we became so angry, when we decided that immigrants aren't any good. Because many of you, especially Trump supporters, have that view because that's how he presents it. I don't believe we should have open borders. That's silly. There should be rules for everything. But as I told you at the start of this hour, 80% or more of the immigrants, 80% or more of the immigrants that cross this border do it legally. They're here for asylum. They apply. Go ahead, Kay.
Hi, Marty. I keep listening to the president saying he's not against immigrants, but he wants them to come in here the right way. And what I wondered was, why doesn't he set up a station then, like Ellis Island was, and direct those people that they have to come in that way? That's the way my Italian parents came in here. And by the way, I had Home Depot put my roof on this house. It must be almost 10 years ago. Not one of those guys spoke English. You think it bothered me? They did a fantastic job.
Well, it's interesting. I had so many experiences in Texas with immigrants and so-called illegals. And without them, they wouldn't have highways and bridges and buildings. And look, I'm not suggesting, especially here, for gosh sakes, to suggest that we're going to be overrun by immigrants is kind of obnoxious. We have a dearth of people to fill the jobs that we have. We have nearly 40,000 job openings in this region. 40,000. Seriously. We don't have people to fill the jobs. It's a fact. There's an interesting story in the Post-Gazette about Wampum this morning, small town, and how everybody's old, and there's nobody to work in any of the businesses. Nothing against people who are old. I'm old. But what happens is we get this myopic view of, oh my gosh, they're going to take our jobs. We can't take our jobs. We honestly can't. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, my brother. I'm glad you're good. I've been praying for you.
Thank you.
It's been a long time. Listen, I had a call in, man. I work with two gentlemen. One's from Africa, the other's from Jamaica. They both came in legally. Both of them said it took a little over 2 years to get in, between $5,000 and $10,000 to get in, and they don't believe in what's coming up from Central America.
Yeah.
Okay, now, here's my thing with you. Okay?
What do you mean? What do they don't believe? I don't understand, Bill.
They said they came in the right way. They don't believe in coming in that way. And also, they believe also that, you know, you have that large of people, the logistics of it.
There's 200.
Water, the bathroom, clothing, transportation. There's more behind it, but just let me make my point.
Right, yeah.
I'm a little fired up with you today.
All
right. And I never intend to call you after everything you went through being mad at you.
That's great.
Statement that all Trump supporters think immigrants are dirty, nasty, criminal people along those lines.
I said that's the representation.
Okay, I voted for Trump. I know what I was getting. I was getting a man who wasn't a politician.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll vote for him again. But hold on, Marty. You and I have been friends for a lot of years.
Listen, okay.
I go out of my way. You know, I got almost 27 years in the trucking industry. The majority of truck drivers out here now are foreigners. I talk to them every day, and I'll prove it to you, let you ride with me, because I'm local now. I haul for one of the biggest companies around Pittsburgh, okay?
Yeah.
They all come here the legal way. I make a point to talk to people. Yeah. I'm for people coming into the country, okay? My family's from Italy, too.
Yeah.
Do it the right way, man.
Hold on, though. That's you're not I'm listening saying. To my show, though. You call in here angry, but you don't listen. 80% of the people at that border legally apply for asylum. 80%.
Okay, and I do listen to your show daily, and you know that. And I also heard on the radio stations where they're playing more of the sound bites from down there, where the Mexicans are saying Trump is right, it's an invasion. Now listen, before you get on your kick invasion, I'm a U.S. Marine, as you know, to my last breath.
Yeah.
I don't think they're coming up to invade us with arms, okay? But they're playing the interviews of the people down there, the Mexicans going, there are gang members in here,
yeah.
And Trump is right.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's an invasion. But you don't hear those sounds bites on regular TV. I hear you laughing, Pete. So
can you actually hear her laughing? Can you actually hear her laughing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good for you. Through the glass.
You two are both my friends. I haven't talked to you a long time,
brother.
That's
hilarious.
Okay.
All right, Bill, I love you, man. I love your call. I got to go to break. It's 2 minutes over. I get your point. Thanks, buddy. I can't believe you could hear you laughing through the glass. Oh, good for you. Bill, you're welcome here anytime, brother. I think the stereotype that Trump has created, that the, well, Trump was the one who said that the there are murderous, rapists, and drug dealers, these immigrants. And I think I have to constantly point out a couple of things. And it's Trump who suggests that they're here. He called them invaders, called it an invasion. And it's Trump who suggested that they come here and get in the welfare rolls. So I constantly just have to point out facts. If you just do a little research, immigrants of this nature commit crimes at a much lower rate than we do, than our neighbors do. They just do. They're on welfare at a much lower rate than we are, much lower. They just are. So this notion here that they're here to kill us or to sponge off of us, it's not true. And as I told Bill, who I love, is, well, I hadn't heard from him in a while, that's why he had to reintroduce himself, is that the vast majority of them apply for asylum at the proper places along the border. It's just they're waiting there in tents. I just think, and he's right again, that we hear chants from the border, the Mexicans now want these people out of their country. But as I point out, a lot of them come from El Salvador, Nicaragua. Have you read about these countries and what's going on? It's insane. Their economies are collapsing. Double-digit unemployment. Incredible murder rates. And even in Mexico, where a lot of the folks who cross into the United States are from Mexico, 250,000 dead. 250,000 dead from this drug war they have going on. And 37,400 missing. Can't find your kids' corpses. They just come in and take you and murder you and they're out. It's frightening. So my deal is, sometimes it appears as if we lose our compassion and say to hell with them. They're coming here to take our jobs or get on welfare. When that's not necessarily true. That's all. And Marty Griffin's a guy who likes an orderly, in place immigration policy. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Marty.
Hey.
You know, I think if you just apply logic to the situation, there's no way you can be right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about it. If they told you, Marty, hey, Marty, you got to move tomorrow to China.
Yeah.
How would you fare? How well would you do? I mean, assuming that Chinese is the national language. I mean, I'm an educated guy. I don't think I could. It would probably take me a couple of years before I, at least.
Well, these immigrants, most of them start work immediately, especially in California. They start work immediately.
How do you get around?
Well, hold on, you're listening to me. They start work immediately. Well, they go work with people that speak Spanish. Using California as an example, this year, nearly 30% of the fruit that is harvested out there will die because we don't want the jobs. I mean, so the notion that they have to learn English before they can work is silly. My grandparents, my Italian relatives didn't speak English, and they went to work immediately in the United States. They went to work with each other. I mean, I don't know what your point is. Make your point.
I think it would be tremendously difficult.
Well, China's a bad example because you know English is their second language in China. That's a bad example. So in many of the Chinese cities, English is their second language. I don't understand your point, Dan.
The point is, you don't know the culture. You're probably not very well educated. You don't speak the language.
You didn't listen to me about California, though. What, California? Thousands of jobs every year. Fruit dead on the ground. One-third of our fruit this year will die on the ground because we don't have anybody to pick it, because we don't want the jobs. $13 an hour. I don't know what he's trying to say. Richard, go ahead.
Yes, this last summer, my wife and I went on a road trip to Erie.
Nice.
We decided to go over to Niagara Falls.
Sure.
We went across the Peace Bridge, into Canada. They wanted identification, which we had. We didn't have our passports. They searched our car from one end to the other, run us down. We were there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
We were there for 2 hours and couldn't get into Canada just to walk and go down to... Ride down to Niagara Falls.
So hold on, buddy. Hold on.
Wait a minute. You hold on.
No, I'm trying to ask you a question. He's gone. Something happened. I did not hang up on him. All I wanted to ask him was, so you have to have your passport? I don't know. Call back, sir. He was getting ready to yell. Something about Canada. Yeah, Bill says I'm clueless.
Marty.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah. Enlighten me.
I mean, it's all a joke. Yeah, it's all funny. I mean, first off,
yeah.
Nobody has ever once said all of those people coming across the border, including Trump.
Trump
and
said
you
it.
Liberals continue to say it's not all of them, and
no.
You know that. And he's repeated himself to that many a time.
Most of them.
And has said it. All right.
They're invaders now.
And you can't sit there and tell me they're all just going to assimilate in.
I didn't say that either. I didn't say that either.
Yes, you do.
No, I really
yes, you
didn't.
You constantly say that.
Yeah.
It's very costly to a country.
Yeah.
Nobody says they can't come. You allow 1 million in legally every year. How much more do you want to go through that process?
Well, we have 47,000 job openings in this region.
You slap all those in the face that do it. You're wrong, Marty. You guys are totally wrong.
What do you mean?
Don't understand economics.
Yeah.
Don't understand the cost.
Yeah.
And it takes time to educate these people.
Really?
To bring them in.
They can go to work today in California.
No, they can't, Marty. You're dreaming. Go out to San Diego and go to the outskirts of San Diego and see what those people are doing. They don't have jobs. They can't even go to elementary schools and get educated because they can't speak English.
Yeah.
Go out there. They're living in tents on the outside in the deserts and that.
Yeah.
You guys are dreaming.
They have deserts now. They have deserts in San Diego.
Come on, Marty. Out in the outskirts of those cities.
Outskirts.
That's right. They land on it. You guys just play on semantics when you have no clue. You're mindless.
Mindless.
You really are.
Yeah.
You're uneducated buffoons that just constantly wave your emotional gratitude to nothing. You don't understand
it. Well, thank you. You're not getting emotional by name calling.
That's all you guys do. That's all.
You call me a mindless, uneducated buffoon. On that note, I'm going to have to let you go to your genius that you displayed. Big Words Bill. Big Words Bill called in and called me a mindless buffoon. That's Big Words Bill. Are those limiting his vocabulary and his ability to kind of communicate? It's a talk show. So rather than calling and suggesting that this is his idea about what we should do with immigration, he calls me a mindless buffoon and expects me to converse with him at an adult level. Well, how can I when you're down in the gutter with Trump? Sure. Good luck with that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.